There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
During Ramadan, we decided, instead of doing live events, because there are no live events happening, we decided it would be quite a good idea to introduce you to some new music. But today, because Angela couldn't make it in for word travel, we're like, got an extra half an hour. Let's do new music. So we'll still do that as we do, brand new music. But we'll also do music that is new to you. So some of the bands that I've chosen, two of them, should have been really famous, but they just weren't. They kind of missed it for some reason. But great songs still. So I'm going to introduce you to a couple of those. And you've gone in a completely different direction.
I have. So I was explaining to you, this was a little bit hard for me because growing up, you know, my parents were new immigrants to Hong Kong. So we had a lot of, English was their second language. So I didn't grow up with a lot of the 70s, 60s type of music I think a lot of people my age would have grown up with. So one of the new to me songs is, or bands is actually one that's a really old one that would be very familiar to you, but was pretty new to me recently.
I love this. And there will be other people just like you.
Yeah, I think so.
We're going to start with brand new music, though, and you're going to kick us off. What have you decided to go for?
I'm going with Snail Mail, who I hadn't heard of, but I think because she's relatively new. It centers around singer-songwriter Lindsay Jordan. She's only 18 years old, and over the weekend, she released her debut studio album. It's called Lush. She started playing the guitar at the age of 5, so has always been into music, it seems. And her music career was actually at the mercy of her high school principal, in a way. Because of her age, she actually had to get permission to take a few weeks off school to play with her three-piece indie rock band.
Wow.
She got all the signatures that she needed except for that one. And I guess, you know, she went in to speak to him. He said, well, how's this going to do how's this going to improve your character, this experience? And somehow she must have sold him because she went out and she did her thing.
I'm going to come back and be the coolest girl at school.
Yeah, exactly. And it is pretty cool. I think it sounds pretty mature. This is a song from that first album of hers. It's called Heat Wave.
Spending every weekend so far gone.
real Californian beach feel to it, I think.
It does, but she's actually from Maryland.
It's called Snail Mail. Mm-hmm. Heatwave is the album that it's from.
Did you like that?
I did.
Yeah. Her name is Lindsay Jordan.
And she's only 18 years old.
Only 18. Doesn't it sound very mature?
Yeah, big career ahead of her, I think. And do you know what? It's a really good link into what I've decided to go for new music. Did you see Brian Wilson when he came out to the tennis stadium, the Beach Boys?
I didn't see him. Did you go?
Yeah, and it was amazing. It was one of those experiences that just... I'd grown up and my parents had listened to the Beach Boys and I loved it. And you'll probably listen to this thinking, hang on, the Beach Boys can't have a new album out. But you would be wrong. I just bought it this morning on Amazon. The Beach Boys have collaborated with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. And I've got the boys here actually to tell you all about it. Mike Love, Al Jardine, Bruce Johnston and Brian Wilson.
I love the colourful clothes you wear.
Hi, this is Brian Wilson. The new Beach Boy album is called The Beach Boys with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra.
I think it's very difficult to add the orchestra because you have to be so sensitive to all the nuances and that Brian put in there musically the first time around. It's difficult to do, but they did it.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
The Beach Boys with the Royal Philharmonic is a wonderful piece of music. I was really impressed when I first heard it.
We come on this loop, John B.
I think the fact that the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra has accompanied the Beach Boys and done these great arrangements is just a phenomenal thing. It's just a whole other dimension to our music.
So you get the idea. The Beach Boys have got a new album. It is incredible. I listened to one of these tracks. I want you just to take a listen to the beginning of it because it made the hair stand up on the back of my neck, which is what made me go and buy it on the internet today. Good Vibrations.
I love the colorful clothes she wears and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations.
Doesn't that just sound incredible?
I love that.
Royal Philharmonic Orchestra with the Beach Boys, and the album is out right now. Yeah, I can't wait to listen to that.
I'm going to have to borrow it from you.
New music. I have gone for a song. I'm not going to tell you which year it is because I want you to try and guess. It's called Children of the Sun. It's by a band called The Misunderstood, who were a psychedelic rock band from California. There's a real California kind of vibe going on today. They met DJ John Peel, who was hooked on their music, and he agreed to be their mentor. So they headed to London with him. It was all looking so good. And then the trouble started. Drug problems happened. One of the band actually got drafted into the army and had to leave. So they had loads of replacement members, and it didn't work because it wasn't the original gang. And when it did work, though, they were a fantastic band. So take a little listen to The Misunderstood, Children of the Sun, and if you had to guess which year this came out, what year do you think it would be?
Shift away. When you wake again tomorrow, are you ready glows before you. All that's left of you is Kai. That's the way the blood is spoken. You join the children of the sun.
Will tell me, have I made a new fan of Children of the Sun with The Misunderstood?
I was really digging that. What did you say they were again? Psychedelic. Rock punk?
Yeah. And it's really sad that they didn't make it back
I'm
in the day.
I'm surprised.
Great sound. What year do you think that was from?
I don't know enough about old music, but
late 70s. No, late 60s.
Really?
10 years before I was born, 1969, that song was out. I really like it.
It's impressive.
Yeah, it's cool. So new music, new to you. What have you decided to go for?
Well, I've gone for a slightly different approach. You went for a band that a lot of people missed. I went for a band that a lot of people know, but I think they only really know them for one album. So we all know Outkast, right? Hey Ya, Miss Jackson. But what else do you know of theirs?
I know that they said, shake it like a Polaroid picture, and it was bad advice because you're not meant to shake Polaroid pictures. That's what I know about Outkast.
Right, so it pretty much limits, I think, in terms of what most people know about them. It's quite a few, you know, hit songs that they had in the early 2000s when they had a lot of commercial hits. So I actually picked a song from the second single from their sixth studio album. This was much later. This was sort of around 2011. The album was called Idlewild. The song is named after Morris Brown College, and it features a young Janelle Monáe, who I'm a big fan of. So it's kind of cool to see her in that video. This is Outkast featuring Scar and Sleepy Brown. It's Morris Brown.
You like it or not, he's back. D-A-double-D-Y, fat sacks.
Brand new Cadillac, beating the max and beat it up. We gave them the chains, now we can't stop the heat up.
Sharp as a tack, like I just left church. Walked in attack when the won't work me.
Brand new Cadillac, beating the max and beat it up. We gave them the chains, now we can't stop the heat up.
And everybody wanna know what's really going on. Is you in 3000 still making songs? So on and so on. I can go on and on and on and on. Hell yes.
You make the world go round. Where he go, where he go. Just don't go. You just don't know.
My heart is like a marching band. I'm a fan of the same. Yes, I am, and I'm following. Hey, baby. Saying hey, baby. So baby, please don't leave me. Don't you go.
Don't you,
baby, don't go. Baby, don't go.
My heart is like a marching band. I'm a fan of the same. Yes, I am, and I'm following. Hey, baby. Saying hey, baby.
Two dope boys in the Cadillac steel. Cats with a crown on your Cadillac feel. I make your wheels of steel stand like your DJ got killed. A fire marshal.
Shut it down.
Time to go. Outkast royalty by designer logo. Wanna count it out loud?
93, 94, 95, 96.
Plus a dime to that five. Hot like the perm on the back of your neck. Lift it in too long. Now you got cabbage patch. Silky. Bend the corners like a crowbar, oh so unique. Got the pedal to the floor, but the foe don't just creep.
Ride
creep.
New Cadillac, beating the max speed up. The kingdom changed, outcasting the heat up.
Exotic melodic melody, yep, we got it funky for the funk of it. And everybody want it. You make it with a dog on it.
You make it with a dog on it.
My hat off to you, baby, cause you're so fine. Blow my mind, I put in the time. Everybody knows you can't let a pretty one pass you by without saying hi. I'm so gone over you, and yes, it's true. Baby, do what you do. My nose is open so wide, looking at you, pretty.
thing, a song to grow on you through the song.
That's definitely grown on me with each listen. I've listened to it a couple times now today, and I definitely liked it.
Yeah,
a lot.
I really didn't like it when it started.
Yeah,
but as it went on, I don't know. It just either got better, or I got used to listening to that weird sounds hitting off each other. It was good though. I really liked it. Outkast.
Outkast featuring Scar and Sleepy Brown. That's called Morris Brown.
I have gone for hip hop next. You?
I have gone for an old song that a lot of people would know, but I didn't.
We're doing the new review today. For the next half an hour, actually, we've got new music. Next 20 minutes. And introducing you to songs that you might not know. There's a few songs that are either brand new or we've gone for new to us this week. Songs that you might not have heard before, or with Sonal, songs that she hadn't really heard before growing up. There's one band that I think is going to surprise you because you might know, but Sonal didn't. And it's super cute, this, I think. It's not this one, though. This is brand new music.
This is. Now, have you ever heard of Big Red Machine?
No.
But you probably know about their parts. It's a side project between Justin Vernon of Bon Iver and Aaron Dessner of The National.
So, I love Bon Iver. I especially love it when people call him Bon Iver.
I feel like I was probably guilty of that at first.
Me too.
They actually got together about 8 years ago, and they've just collaborated again recently with the release of four new songs. And what's cool about this is it's been timed with the launch of a new music streaming platform that they founded. It's called People. And the description of it is that it's an artist-led collective that aims to foster the collaborative spirit of music by allowing artists to share their music freely. So they're some of the first to get their music on there. So they time that quite well. I think it's a really interesting project. I would definitely check it out. This is one of the songs from their new release. It's Big Red Machine, and this is Hymnostic.
Love it.
Me too.
Bon Iver and...
It was Aaron Dessner from The National. And I was just telling you that I can really hear Bon Iver in that, but I don't know The National well enough to know what his influence is there. But
looking online, I can't find any of that music, so...
Yeah, the only place I could find it was this People streaming site that they've brought up, so I really hope it does well.
Yeah, fantastic. Check that out. People. It's called Stepping on the Feet of Jay-Z.
Yeah, a little bit.
Mm. I've decided to go for hip-hop. An artist that we know, Leon Bridges. Now, you might remember him. We fell in love with him with the first album. He had songs on there like this one.
In my darkness, I remember Mama's words reoccur to me. Surrender to the good Lord, and He'll wipe your slate clean. Take me to your river.
That was his sound a few years ago, and then his brand new album was released a few weeks ago. A very different sound. A jazz star and then real kind of hip-hop when you get into it, and then found him today online. He's teamed up with DJ Loaf, who is an artist from Detroit. She's amazing, and they've teamed up to do a song. I like it. I like the message. Love to know what you think of this. It's called Liberated.
Immediately when I hear the word liberated, I think of freedom.
Owning my voice.
When I'm allowed to say what I want.
Being you, that's how you're liberated. That's how you're free.
Liberation starts within yourself.
To be truly liberated, you are accepted.
Education.
Liberate myself so that I can then liberate others.
You just have to do what makes you you.
Total freedom. We all need a little bit more of it, you know?
Love yourself and all the things around you.
There's a lot of power in liberation.
That don't need no makeup when they wake up. For the ones who rockin' lace fronts, you know, I ain't gon' say nothing. Hashtag me a single. You fresh off the breakup. For the introverts. No, we don't gotta say much. If you feel free, then you should lift your hand. Real love, less friends. So many things in this world I don't understand. I won't judge who you love or your brown skin.
Love it. Liberated. That was DJ Loaf and Leon Bridges. I really like it.
You know, we haven't even made it through all of our songs for this segment, and I think that wins for me already. That's my favorite. I don't need to hear the next.
A lot of text messages coming in as well. People loving the music this afternoon on the new review. We've had loads of new music for you, and we're going to finish with music that might be new to you. I'm going to take you back to the 1980s for this next one. The band are called Scarlet Party, and the song 101 Damnations. Now, this was the band's first single. They were initially noticed because of the voice of Graham Dye, the lead singer, who people said sounded uncannily like John Lennon. So listen out for that. It only got as high as number 44 on the UK chart. What do you think? And can you guess which year it's from in the 80s? '82, 101 Damnations. What do you think? Graham Dye.
That was definitely fun. I'm surprised they didn't make it.
Does he sound like John Lennon?
I definitely heard it in the tone in the beginning.
Yeah, me too. They did record that song again, actually, in 1993 with Phil Collins on drums. But you can't buy it anywhere. Only place you're going to hear it today.
Yeah.
I guarantee. So more music that might be new to you. I'm guessing this one will not be new to you. However, it was new to Sonal.
It was. So I was saying a bit earlier that this was actually quite a tough thing for me when you said sort of new music to you. I have a gap in my sort of cultural references when it comes to music. A lot of people my age would have some experience with music from the 70s, early 80s. And because my parents were young immigrants, you know, English as a second language, we had a lot of commercial pop on in the house when I was growing up. It was a lot of Whitney Houston and George Michael.
Which is never a bad thing.
No, pretty great. But, you know, I did miss out on a lot. So I met someone recently. He was an Italian guy who was a friend who had played in a Doors cover band when he was back in Italy.
Amazing.
So I was like, this is a great opportunity for me to learn more and fill in this musical gap. And he taught me about a lot of, I mean, he told me more about a lot of bands I had already heard of. But one that I was surprised, like I kind of, they sounded vaguely familiar, but I didn't really know them, was the Velvet Underground.
Mm.
So of course, I've definitely heard Sunday Morning, but I couldn't really place anything else beyond that. So I thought this would be kind of a fun opportunity to play a song that might be familiar to a lot of people, but that I discovered very late in life. So this is Pale Blue Eyes.
Sometimes I feel so happy. Sometimes I feel so sad. Sometimes I feel so happy, but mostly you just make me mad. Baby, you just make me mad. Linger on your pale blue eyes. Thought of you as my mountaintop. Thought of you as my peak. Thought of you as everything I've had but couldn't keep. I've had but couldn't keep. Linger on your pale blue eyes. Linger on your pale blue eyes. If I could make the world as pure and strange as what I see, I'd put you in the mirror I put in front of me. I put in front of me. Linger on.
Underground, Pale Blue Eyes. I don't know if I'd ever heard that before.
Really? Yeah, I feel like once, I feel like I've been missing out a little bit.
It's good to catch up.
Yeah.
So that's a new review done for today. It'll be back on Thursday. And we're going to do it between 2 and 3 o'clock on Thursday. If you want to tune in for that, it'll be my last show as well. So tune in to say goodbye.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.